Nowadays, a lot of these big companies pretend to care about our communities and issues with nothing more than lip service. State Farm is the opposite. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help educate in financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something they care deeply about. They want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't mean authenticity, that it takes a good neighbor to sponsor programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, and to fund programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth that to date participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hey ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hey, y'all. It's Dr. Joy. In collaboration with author and breathwork expert Z Clark, Therapy for Black Girls is excited to present to you a 6-part meditation series thoughtfully crafted to guide you easily through the moments that might make the holiday season difficult. Happy holidays, y'all, and take good care.
Stressful family members. Another situation you might experience during the holidays is having to interact with family members who you have a challenging relationship with. They might say or do things that you find triggering, that really get under your skin. You might be frustrated that they always act like this, and you might wish that they were different. Take a deep breath and accept that you probably won't be able to make them change, at least not on this visit. Remember, you can't control what they do or say. You can't control how they act, but you can control how you show up. You can control how much you let them affect you. Repeat this in your mind's eye. I do not allow others to mess with my inner peace. I do not allow others to mess with my inner peace. Now think about what you can do to make sure you keep your peace regardless. Notice when you're triggered by them. Maybe you notice your muscles tense up, perhaps a tightness in your chest or a twisting in your belly. When you notice yourself starting to get triggered, practice belly breathing. Give it a try right now. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and as you inhale, send the breath to your belly, allowing your belly to expand like a balloon. As you exhale, belly comes towards your spine. Inhale, belly gets big. Exhale, belly comes towards your spine. Inhale, belly expands. Exhale, belly comes towards your spine. This simple act of belly breathing allows you to calm your nervous system so that you can decide how to engage. From this calmer and less triggered place, you can decide whether you want to engage in a heated discussion, whether you want to change the subject, or even politely walk away. Imagine now what the most triggering thing they might say or do could be. Imagine them saying it right now. Take a deep belly breath and think about how you might engage. What might be the best thing for you and your well-being? Imagine yourself engaging in that way right now. Now take a moment to think about what else might be helpful to you to maintain your inner peace during this period. Maybe it's limiting the amount of time you are at certain family gatherings. Maybe it's making sure you are always surrounded by the allies in your family, the ones that really understand you. Maybe it's bringing a friend, a partner, or someone else for moral support when you attend. What else might be helpful to you to maintain your inner peace during this period? Practice one more belly breath right now to ensure you're ready for whatever might happen. Inhale, belly expands like a balloon. Exhale, belly comes towards your spine. You got this.
Hey, ladies, it's Dr. Joy. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. You may have heard that most people who are Black have O-type blood. O is commonly needed for emergencies. But did you know 1 in 3 of us is a match for patients with sickle cell disease? Regardless of blood type, every day our blood saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.